A word on the climate crisis. I know you think it's a hoax, right? No, most people don't. Good. Very few people do, in fact. And according to Jeff Goodell, he's, I can't remember what his role is. He's an expert in something or other. He says heat is now one of the greatest class dividers in America. He calls this the cooled and the cooked. That's cute. The two parties that Americans split into during blazing summers. You know, the cooled folks are those who can afford the best air conditioning and get to spend their days in that. And the cooked are those who must work outside. I mean, even if you have air conditioning, if you are working outside, you know, a farm worker, a field worker, you know, there's a chance you're going to be in a truck without air conditioning. Or if you're a migrant worker laboring in a farm field, there's pretty much no federal protections that are going to require them to give you breaks or to provide certain levels of, you know, certain types of cooling options. Now, even the immigrant workers who are here on an H-2A guest worker program, which again, a lot of big farms love that program because it brings them the laborers they need. Even if you're on one of those visas, are here legally, you know, and you're tied to a specific farmer, a specific employer, if you complain about conditions, you risk being sent home. One more piece of data from this story that I got through Jeff Goodell. Farm workers are up to 35 more times likely to die from heat-related causes than workers in other industries. So, and Goodell concludes, it's symptomatic of the larger injustice of the climate crisis, which is that the people who have done the least to cause it are the ones who will suffer the most from its impacts. All right, thought I'd get that out there.